on Sunday. The 61st TV Week Logies kicks off. Carly, will you be watching?
Absolutely.
Sometimes they're so boring, but I really hope they get exciting. Now, actually, what is exciting is the person we're talking to now, he's actually up for a Gold Logie. It's the one and only. You've seen him on Sunrise. It's Sam Mac. Good morning, Mac Dog. How are you, bud?
Good morning, guys. Thank you very much for having me on. Yeah, we're very close now.
Now, you actually convinced Channel 7 to make up a Logie's bus. Like, they're really backing you in. Do you feel like the pressure's on now to pay for the bus? Because you're going to have to melt the gold down just to pay it back.
Well, they actually surprised me with the bus, so I didn't even know about that. And it's got an enormous photo of me holding my cat, Coco, who has almost 10,000 followers on Instagram, Life of Miss Coco, if you're interested. She suffers from a very serious condition known as RBF, resting bitch face. But yeah, so she's on the bus. And the only pressure I felt is from one of my mates, Mitch, who apparently you can bet on the Logies, and I'm about midfield, mid-range, and apparently he put $50 on me, and he's pretty tight. So now I'm feeling a bit of pressure.
Now, obviously you need a date to the Logies. You're going to be photographed a lot. There's going to be a lot of speculation about who you're going to take. Naturally, you think you should probably take Coco, right? Like, what's the policy on pets at the Logies?
Well, it's interesting you say that. We have been looking into whether or not you're allowed to, and we're still waiting on a yes or a no. So we've got a couple of days to work on it. That would be the dream result. So I guess we'd have to wait and see if we can make Mac it happen on the night.
Ooh, Mac it happen. I love it.
Now, what were the stipulations you had to go through to convince them of letting Coco come along? Like, did you have to say that she'd wear a special coat so she wouldn't shed? Like, what are their concerns?
Get her own milk.
Well, I mean, the main stipulation is, you know, it's a formal event, so she'd have to be in a tie.
That's doable. I've seen cats in ties. Have they not been on the internet?
No more. So I've heard that Channel 7 in Sydney, they use their Logies as doorstops. Can you confirm or deny that Logies are used as doorstops inside Channel 7 Sydney?
Well, I have not seen that with my own eyes, but I'm not in 7 in the Sydney studios very often because obviously I'm, you know, out and about around Australia, everywhere and anywhere. So I don't even have an email, which is great. So I don't have to get all those annoying emails about what level the laminator is on or the fact that someone's got birthday cake, which is already eaten by the time you get there. So I don't know if that's true, but I have heard some interesting usages for them. I know that Scott Cam, real name Caminetti, who won it a few years ago from The Block, he actually turned his into a bottle opener. So he put a bottle opener at the bottom of the Logie. So, they're multi-purpose objects.
So when you win the gold, what are you going to turn your Logie into?
I haven't thought that far ahead. I don't know. I'm stoked to be nominated. We'll see what happens on the weekend. Look, if I was lucky enough to get a trophy, I would definitely want lots of people to see it. So maybe some sort of Pope-mobile situation where it does a tour.
Yes, no, this is good. Chuck it on the front of your dash. Like, you know how if you've got a Mercedes-Benz, it sticks out right in front of the bonnet? Make sure it's like that. Well mate, you know, we wish you all the very best. We're going to get behind you. Thanks so much for chatting to us, buddy. And can you announce where you're going to be on Monday? You're going to be actually on air, or are you going to party hard?
Yeah, we'll be on air. Whatever shape we're in, we'll be on air and live from the Gold Coast Monday morning for all the wrap-ups from the Logies. But thank you for having me on, guys. And if your listeners want to vote, they still can at tvweeklogieawards.com.au.
Well, good luck to you and Coco on the red carpet.
Hopefully she gets the green light. Thanks, guys.